August 26, 1975. Mrs. Sandy Larson of Fargo, North Dakota, sights 10 bright, round objects coming out of the sky as she, her daughter, and a friend Terry drive on Interstate 94 in eastern North Dakota. Afterward, she says her memory is hazy. She was very frightened. And that about an hour had passed that she could not account for. Later, she was hypnotized by Dr. Leo Sprinkle of the University of Wyoming. She told of awaking naked inside a UFO. You'll see sketches drawn from her descriptions as you hear her story as told under hypnosis.
They had a couple of tables in it. It was like one table laying down, a long narrow one, and one up in the air, only on a hinge. I think I was laying on one. It was like they had Terry standing up against the other one. It was like he was tied there. He couldn't move. Or clamped in.
Did they at any time say anything to you?
It was like there was communication.
How does the communication take place?
Like a thought.
Did they tell you or communicate with you that you would not remember this, that it was secret?
Not then.
Did later?
Yeah.
Did you ever see at all what they looked like?
They were big. He was standing quite a ways above. Arm's length, maybe.
What sort of suits or things were they wearing?
Maybe a rubber-like.
Did you see their eyes?
Yeah. They were like holes. Deep holes. The glaring of the eyes. It seemed like their eyes controlled our brain.
Okay, describe what happened during the examination.
I got very cold. Don't have much feeling left. It was like they put something numb on me.
How many kinds of tests or how many kinds of examinations took place?
Checked everything on my body.
Did you feel somebody was touching you?
Well,
with instruments or with hands?
With instruments.
Uh-huh.
Maybe like a little knife. A small one. When they put it in my nose, it felt like it was scraping it. I think they opened my head and examined my brain. I don't know, it's like they dissect a... like we dissect a frog.